European regulators today imposed a record $613 million fine on Microsoft, branding the corporation an abusive monopoly. They also announced a series of measures they want Microsoft to take in the interest of consumers and competition. Microsoft denies it is abusing its dominant position in the market for computer operating system software and has said it will appeal. At the heart of the dispute is the Windows Media Player that's bundled with its operating system, along with the software giant's influence on future technologies. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Brussels. Why is Europe telling an American company what to do?
Well, the European Commission is in charge of making sure that the free market works in all of the European Union. So 5 years ago, it began looking into the business practices of Microsoft here to see if it wasn't breaking a law on monopolistic practices in a way affecting European consumers. It was also looking to see if software competitors of Microsoft were being given a fair chance at entering the marketplace. This kind of oversight of activities of an American company isn't really a first. The EU even blocked a $43 billion merger of two U.S. firms, Honeywell and General Electric, in 2001. But what's new is the fines and penalties announced today. The fines are the biggest ever in the history of the EU and are seen as potentially damaging to Microsoft.
Well, why couldn't European regulators and Microsoft come to an agreement?
Well, they nearly did. The European Competition Commissioner, Mario Monti, had a three-way phone call with Bill Gates and Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Ballmer flew here to Brussels last week, and most observers were, in fact, expecting a deal to be struck. There were two big problems to be resolved. One of them, as you were saying, was the bundling with the Windows operating system of the Windows Media Player, which lets you watch video and listen to music. Now, the Commission says that automatic bundling kills competition from makers of rival media players, such as Apple and Real Networks. The other problem they were concerned about was Microsoft's dominant position in server software and its reluctance to share code with rivals such as Sun Microsystems, which actually brought this case in the first place. Now, while there was some progress made in those talks, they stumbled last week on Brussels' insistence on a deal that would regulate Microsoft's behavior in the future. The Commission has had some of its competition decisions overturned by courts recently. The outgoing commissioner has said he wants to set a precedent here, and this would indeed be the biggest ever fine in EU history.
So does Microsoft have to pony up the $600 million now or after an appeal?
No, well, it can appeal, but the usual practice is not to grant a suspension of fines and penalties in these cases. So it appears that Microsoft will have to pay and conform to the punitive measures soon. That's not really much for Microsoft, since it is sitting on cash reserves of over $50 billion. What would hurt more are the accompanying punitive measures. Reports say that Brussels will ask for the media player to be unbundled from the Windows operating system software, so computer manufacturers don't have to take it or offer it to consumers. And the Commission, it is reported, will also require Microsoft to share its code for the low-end server market so competitors can better compete there.
How does this case affect future possible lawsuits against the company, including those in the United States?
Microsoft's view, as expressed by its lawyers and spokesmen, is that much of what the Europeans are ruling on has, in fact, already been examined and settled by American antitrust officials, so they don't like to see this reopened. They also argue that it's unfair to punish or restrict Microsoft in its future activities and to accuse a company of breaking a law which is being presented as a precedent or something new. Finally, they say that, as they did during the federal antitrust case in what were known as the browser wars, if you remember them, that they're just giving customers what they want, which is computers with all of the bells and whistles built right in.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Brussels.